admired George. Her visit and his visit. He's alive as far as seen, and he's a pretty strong peace man because he's been in some of these disarmament things and some of the negotiations in Korea and all that kind of stuff.
But he's an awfully good man, except for his age. I thought he was older than that.
Oh, he's in his late 60s. Don McCloy, I thought of, but he's 72.
Yeah. Well, I thought they were both about the same.
Which of the two do you like better?
Dean.
I thought so, all right. What do you know about Oscar Cox?
Oscar Cox?
Yes.
The lawyer?
Yeah, used to be general counsel Lend-Lease under Roosevelt.
As far as I know, he's a very good man.
Okay, that's what I wanted to know. Now, let me see, one other thing. Mike, I'm going to have to veto this this life insurance, it looks like. We've analyzed it, and I can't get anybody to recommend it. And they had no discussion. We'll take the House bill easily. But they had no discussion on the Senate floor, and it breaks everything that we're against, and it ups the cost nearly $100 million a year. And if we did it for the other employees, the same as federal, it would be $2.5 billion. And we'll extend it to the 30,000 or 40,000 group. We'd be glad to do that. We'd be glad to take care of the annuitants. But when we go to increasing the amount of our contribution and we go to applying this increase to everybody else, it will really make us look bad as a precedent setter. I've got it back since I heard from Mike Manatos in the hands of people trying to find some excuses, but it looks mighty bad. Harry's got a long memo in here about it, Joe Califano, and all the boys have looked at it independently. And we're going to say in the message that if they take what the House passed, or if they just increase it to the employees to 30,000, we can live with all those things. But the other thing sets such a bad precedent for all the employees of the country that it just murdered.
Well, it sounds good to me. Then this is a good place for you to make a start.
Yeah. All right. Bye.
Okay.
Operator.